What kind of man are you? This life will require you to be steadfast, immovable, strong, and courageous. Though this world says you should get a trophy just for showing up, and there are no winners and losers, you must train to win the prize. You do the hard things. You persevere. You are becoming the man God created you to be. You exercise discipline, the discipline of manliness.
Hey guys, what is going on? Welcome back to another episode in the Discipline of Manliness podcast. It's great to be coming back to you again, bringing you another episode. If you guys are just tuning in for the first time, this is a show for men, particularly men of faith, and it is all about becoming the best men that we can be and becoming the men that God intended us to be. So this is a place where I'm bringing you content about how to get better as men in a variety of aspects. A lot of it has to do with our faith. A lot of it will have to do with our friends and family, how we connect with other people, our physical fitness, as well as our overall fulfillment, and basically how we bring value to society and to the world around us. So these are some of the main things that we're going to be looking at over the course of this show. We'll get into a whole lot of different aspects, different topics. But today I'm going to be bringing you the topic of the balance of faith and preparation and how we balance those two things in our lives and how they can actually complement each other. But a few preliminary things first. First of all, guys, if you have been listening for any amount of time, I'd love it if you would be willing to go into your podcast platform and leave me a rating and review. It is a really big help to me if you guys can do that. It focuses some attention to the show. It keeps things fresh. It keeps guys knowing that we are bringing content of value and that it's something worth listening to. So it is a really big help if you guys can go on and put some reviews up on your podcast platform. Also, another great thing to do, guys, as much as I really appreciate the reviews and things like that and the likes on social, what's even more helpful to you guys is to share this show. If you guys are finding value in it, if there is an episode or two that you really like that stood out to you and really helped you, I would love it if you just take that, go into your, again, your podcast platform, find the little share button in there and share it. Shoot that guy a text, tell him where to go find it. Again, you guys know me, I'm on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Spotify, a variety of other podcast platforms. But tell your buddies, your brothers, your dad, your neighbor, whoever it is, to go give this show a listen and encourage him to implement these things that you're hearing in this show. And if it's making you better, guys, I want to keep making other men better as well. And just know that you guys are also making me better every single time we have a conversation. Anytime you guys bring me feedback, you tell me what's going on, how something impacted you, that's all making a huge difference to me and helping me become a better man and keeping me focused on walking down that path further and further. So thank you so much for all of your support. And I'm going to keep on bringing you this content week in and week out to keep us all becoming the men that God intends us to be. So like I said, this episode is going to be about balancing faith and preparation. These two things are not mutually exclusive, and too often it seems like we look at these things like they're diametrically opposed, like we somehow can't prepare ourselves, like we're not supposed to be working to improve ourselves or build a skill set or anything. And if we do, it's like that negates the faith aspect. Or on the other hand, like in order to really step out in faith, I have to be fully unprepared, incapable, and I just have to completely trust that God's going to fill in everything that I'm unprepared to do. And I just don't think either one of those things is really the right way to look at this. I think those two things are going to work together, and I think those two things actually complement each other, and we're supposed to actually be preparing ourselves for doing the things that God calls us to so that we can step out in faith. Now, ultimately, what are we talking about when we're talking about faith? How do we define that? Faith is, just to quote scripture, it's the assurance of things hoped for and the certainty of things unseen. It's knowing that this thing is real, this promise is true, even though I can't prove it, I don't have physical evidence, I know for a fact this is true. Preparation, on the other hand, is the action or process of making ready or being made ready for use or consideration. Now, again, I think preparing yourself in order to step out in faith is actually a very critical thing to do. I don't think faith is just stepping out and hoping for the best when there's been no preparation, no building of skill sets, no resources gained or anything like that. I think that preparation is actually a key part in order to step out in faith. So here's a few questions for you guys as we start this podcast out. Does having faith mean we just step out blindly without consideration for anything and just to do what we feel like we're supposed to do? Or does preparation negate faith? Or how does preparation complement faith? So think about these things as we're discussing this today. And be sure to shoot me messages with anything that you guys are thinking of throughout this show. If you guys, again, as we talk about this, if you think I'm missing something, by all means, hit me up and tell me about it. I'd be more than happy to come back and fill in any gaps I might leave on this topic in future episodes. So my main point to look at today is this gap between preparation and faith. You know, our duty in life is to, I think, constantly be improving. And God's always going to fill in what's lacking because he's ultimately always responsible for the outcomes. But just look at a few examples here that we'll look at of people who were tested and prepared before they just stepped out in faith. First of all, David and Goliath. You know, and often, you know, in that story, we often somehow think David just waltzed into the battlefield totally unprepared, totally untested, and just this young, you know, whippersnapper who just says, oh, I'm going to go out here and fight this giant because he's defying God. But in reality, David had already been anointed king in this case, and he had had years of experience as a shepherd using a staff, using a sling, fighting off bears and lions. This young man had been very well tested and very well prepared for the situation he was finding himself in to go and fight this giant. And as ultimately the shepherd of Israel in his new, again, anointing as the future king, he really actually had a right to step into this situation and to protect the people and the nation that he would soon be leading. Overall, he did lack a certain amount of battle experience. And he also, in relation to Goliath, he certainly lacked a physical prowess for this particular encounter. But overall, again, he did have the experience that he needed to step in and take on something that was bigger and stronger than him, as he'd done it several times before in his career as a shepherd. Also, look at Moses. You know, we just think Moses was just called at the burning bush one day as if he, again, had no preparation to lead in any way, shape, or form. But if we think that, we're forgetting the first half of the story where he's sent down the river and he's picked up by Pharaoh's daughter, and he spent his entire childhood and early life growing up in Pharaoh's court and learning from all the best textbooks and all the best leaders of the day. So again, he definitely had gone through quite an experience in the first 40 years of his life growing up in Pharaoh's court to be a good leader and to know how to lead or what should be done in these leadership scenarios. Overall, if we look at Moses, though, we'll clearly see he certainly lacked confidence. He also lacked an ability to speak articulately. So there's definitely some gaps that he has in his life, but he didn't ultimately use those things as an excuse to not step into to what God had for him. He also took his background and the preparation he'd been given, and he used that despite feeling ill-equipped. Also, look at the Apostle Paul. He was a Pharisee and taught and guided under one of the leading teachers of his day, of Gamaliel, you know, the Pharisee Gamaliel. He taught Paul for years and years, and he grew up in this environment. And we also know that Paul had physical ailments. You know, we're not sure what those were exactly, but we do know that he had to move forward in faith, knowing that God had told him, my strength is going to be made perfect in your weakness. So while all these men had certainly elements of faith where they stepped out and trusted, they also had a very significant background that prepared them to do the things that God called them to do. So here's some things to think about in relation to preparation versus faith. First of all, stepping out in faith isn't just pursuing things that we're ultimately unprepared for. In reality, we actually have a duty to prepare ourselves to accomplish what God calls us to. God's responsible for the ultimate outcome, and that's where the faith comes in. You know, David was able to have confidence in his skills as a shepherd and a protector, but ultimately had the faith that God would give him a favorable outcome despite the natural odds being against him. Ultimately, I kind of wonder if David actually would have still stepped out so boldly if he hadn't been tested and prepared for that moment through his career as being a shepherd. You know, would he have still done what he did? Would he have still been willing to step up and say, I'm not going to let this stand, and I'm not going to let this enemy of God just trample all over Israel and the promises that God's given us? And ultimately, I don't know the answer to that. But the fact is, David was prepared. He did go through his seasons of testing. And I have to say, I wonder what we're missing out on in our lives when we're not taking full advantage of these seasons of preparation that God gives us. You know, he gives us these times, and I think we need to be gaining experience. We need to be gaining knowledge and wisdom. You know, if we're not using these times to gain all those things and prepare us better for the future, then what are we going to do when one day God does give us an opportunity to use the skill sets that we've gained over the course of our lives if we're not properly preparing ourselves? Are we truly going to step up and do something where we have zero knowledge, skill, ability, preparation, we're completely incapable? Or would we be far more likely to step forward in faith, trusting God for an outcome when we do have a proper amount of preparation under our belt? Now, while I'm encouraging you to be prepared, I'm also going to discourage you from over-preparing. This is the part where I think we do start to negate faith, is when we over-prepare. You know, David doesn't take Saul's armor when Saul tells him to wear it to go fight Goliath. David tried on Saul's armor and realized he couldn't walk, he couldn't run, he couldn't move, and he wasn't even going to be able to effectively use the tools that God had given him over the course of his preparation. So I think when we end up in a place where we're just trying to cover every last detail, every last aspect, to the point where it's actually a hindrance from us moving and taking action, I think that's when we need to realize, like, man, I'm spending too much time, I'm over-preparing, and I really just need to get busy taking action in this case, as opposed to doing anything more to try to get ready. I do think we need to prepare accordingly. You know, when you look at, the story of David and Goliath, David goes down to the river and he picks up 5 stones. He's not just picking up one and going to rely on faith that that one shot is all he's going to need. And conversely, he's not going out and picking up 100. He's not taking a sack full that he's just going to be flinging stones at Goliath either. He's got a criteria that he looks at to evaluate the stones, to figure out which ones are the right size, the right shape, the right smoothness. And he puts those that met the criteria in a pouch and goes out, takes action, and meets Goliath. Again, looking at our lives with that, you know, what are our resources that we have in front of us that complement the skill sets that God's given us, that we could just say, I'm going to match up these criteria, I'm going to do these set amount of things, and I'm going to then take action and I'm going to go to work. You know, ultimately, I think, again, we can spend way too much time over preparing. We can be over analyzing situations and get analysis paralysis. Or on the other hand, we could just go all caution to the wind, go out totally ill-prepared and not be effective because we didn't properly utilize the resources that we should have to go forth in a way that's well-equipped. Here's one way I think we'll know we're on the right track in balancing preparation and faith, and that's when we're met with disbelief. Now, what I'm talking about isn't disbelief, like shock and awe due to a foolhardy decision to go forward with a half-baked plan. That's not what this is. What the disbelief is an amazement of other people due to a willingness to trust God for the outcome after diligent and thoughtful preparation. Once we've done that and we've given it the proper amount of thoughtful, diligent preparation, and we've used the resources that we know we have that we're well skilled in, and we can go forward with that, I think there's a certain amount of disbelief that people will give us because it's not something they could bring themselves to do because maybe their faith isn't there. Maybe they aren't confident that God's really going to provide the outcome that they hope for. But if you can go forward confidently knowing God's got the outcome of this, all I have to do is take action with the preparation that God's given me, that's where people are going to be in that amazement to your willingness to step forward in faith and just completely trust God for an outcome. So here's the question. What is it that you need to do? What action do you need to take that you're dragging your feet on because you're not trusting God for an outcome? Or what is it you need to prepare for in order to be ready to take action when the day comes that God gives you that opportunity for you to step forward in faith? I think we all need to be identifying those aspects of how we need to improve, how we need to be gaining skill sets, experiences, and to further prepare ourselves to be ready so that we are prepared properly when the time comes. Some of the things I'm currently trying to get better at are choosing my words more carefully and maybe even choosing less of them, because I often have a tendency to talk a little too much. So I'm trying to get better at speaking less and being more decisive and careful with the words I choose. I'm also trying to grow in patience and get better at that so that my reactions to things are, again, a little more thought out and a little more decisive and careful than just sometimes spouting off the first thing that comes to mind or reacting with my first kind of gut reaction to a situation. I also always want to be improving my overall physical fitness. That's something else that I'm always trying to get better at because, again, I feel like once you start to lose that, then you're losing a lot of your ability to do anything and to step out in faith. If you can't move, I mean, not to say God still can't use you. And, you know, there's a lot of ways anymore through technology of ways we can still do something, even if we are, again, bound to a wheelchair or stuck in a bed and on bed rest. But still, I'd say you're going to have a lot better opportunity to do things and to be an effective tool and useful to the world around you if you are physically fit and physically capable. So that's another way that I'm always trying to continually better myself and to stay active and to just keep improving my overall physical performance. So those are just a few of the aspects of ways I'm trying to continually get better personally. So again, I just ask you, what are you guys doing? What is it you're trying to improve right now? I'd love to know that because I'd love to be in your corner and encouraging you guys as you keep trying to gain those skill sets, as you keep trying to get better at whatever it is you're trying to do. So by all means, hit me up. Tell me what that is. Hit me up on social. You guys can find me at Colin.Hornback on Instagram or Colin Hornback on Facebook. I'm fairly active on those platforms, or at least available on those platforms for responding to messages and things like that. But yeah, hit me up and let me know, or shoot me a text, shoot me an email. Let me know what you guys are working on and how I can be in your corner as you keep seeking to get better. You know, if you guys have ideas for me on how I can continue to grow in my aspects, definitely hit me up with that. I'd love to learn from you guys and see what's been effective for you in those regards. I really thank you guys for tuning in to this episode this week. Don't forget to go in and leave me that rating and review, and also share this episode with somebody else you know that is trying to, again, become that man that they know God wants them to be. And most importantly, guys, keep putting what you're hearing here into action. This ultimately means nothing if we don't do anything with it. So keep preparing yourselves for better service going forward in the future, and keep applying the stuff that we're learning and we're talking about here into your daily life. Let's go forward and amaze people and create that disbelief by being men who are prepared to take action and ready to step out in faith when God calls us up. Until next week, guys, keep practicing the discipline of manliness.